Officials at Kansas State University are not only working hard to deal with budget cuts made by state lawmakers during the 2016 session, but also are facing possible additional cuts during the special session just called by the governor. The interim president of Kansas State says that is just one of the many things he will have to deal with. President Richard Myers, a retired Air Force general who served as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he was given no real charge by the Kansas Board of Regents.
No, I mean, the charge was to, you're the interim president and you have all the responsibilities and the role that a president would have. So that's the charge. There's no restrictions on what can be done or so forth. They just said, make the place ready for the full-time president when he or she comes in this turn of the year, I guess.
So you basically just kind of stepped into it blind.
Well, in a way, of course, but I'd been doing work at K-State for 10 years, so I knew all of the vice presidents, or certainly most of them, a lot of the deans, some of the faculty, been working at the foundation for a long time, so as part of the board over there. So I feel like I knew a little bit about K-State anyway, so I wouldn't say it was totally blind.
Well, and you're also a graduate, so you...
Well, that was a long time ago, and it's just Kansas State University, thankfully, has changed quite a bit since those days.
So what's your first job as you come in here?
I think the first big job is to get our budget ready for next fiscal year. And, of course, we got some cuts late from the state that we have to accommodate, but that's probably the biggest thing we have to wrestle with. That and some changes in the personnel field where we have to do some things there that are required at this point. So that I think right now the most important thing I think is budget related, and then a lot of things follow out of that: student safety, Title IX, all those sorts of issues.
The legislature went back into session to try and deal with this school finance issue.
Right.
If they have to come up with a minimum, I guess, of $38 million. Does that possibly mean more cuts here at the university?
I think it possibly means that. They have some alternatives, I'm told, but we'll see what they do. They don't have a lot of time to do this. I think the legislature is motivated to do this fairly quickly because they're all up for re-election. The primaries are in August. That's their... for most of them, their biggest fight. So they need to get out and start campaigning. So I think they'll do this quickly, whatever they do, and it certainly could mean more cuts.
I've seen figures that they might have to come up with as much as $56 million, and then there is hovering in the background over $40 million that they may have to repay Pizza Hut. That could hit us pretty hard.
Oh, it hit us very hard. All the cuts hit us very hard. We're not, you know, this is as state support for higher ed has diminished over the years. Any cut at this point is going to hit us very, very hard.
Tuition was going to go up 5%. Now it's up 5.81%.
Correct. Yeah. Nobody likes to do that, of course. We're a land-grant institution, and one of the things that we must do is provide access to higher ed for folks in the state and for around the nation. And so to be true to our mission, one of the things we don't want to do is raise our tuition. But we had to in this case because we're trying to at least make up for some of the state cuts to our budget. We're not going to make up for all of it, but we can make up for some of it. And we have to do that because we want to, first of all, some of that will go to students who have needs. Some of it's going to go to faculty. A lot of it's going to go to infrastructure. And if you've been around Manhattan or K-State this summer, you know we have a lot of infrastructure coming online. We've got a new chill plant. We've got piping to get that over to the buildings that need it. We have to hire new custodial personnel to take care of these new buildings. So we have a lot of expenses that are associated with the facilities that are all here to provide our students and faculty and staff, you know, a good experience.
Is there a chance that increase in tuition could backfire and a number of students, maybe too many, might not be able to pay it and we might see enrollment drop?
Well, that's one of the things we'll keep our eye on. We certainly hope not. We think we're still very competitive in the state and around the nation in terms of our tuition, but We've got to watch that. That's what, you know, we need. We think enrollment this fall will be flat to last year, and last year was down a little bit. So we're looking at things we can do to increase enrollment a little bit, to keep it growing at a reasonable pace. But yes, it's possible. Sure, we just have to watch that very carefully. In the years that I've been at the foundation, you know, we're in the middle of a $1 billion campaign. We're almost to $900 million, not quite yet, in that campaign with a couple of years to go. A lot of that money is going to go to scholarships. And so one of the ways we can offset reductions in state budgets is through philanthropy. And we have some great alums and friends and corporations that have helped Kansas State immeasurably in trying to make up the difference. And so I think we'll this particular tuition increase, I don't envision we'll lose many students over this, if any. We'll find other ways to give them help they need to go to school here at K-State.
There was a recent study done called the Lincoln Project on the costs of public research universities. They don't see the aid from state governments across the country increasing anytime soon. Does that mean there's a possibility of more tuition increases down the road?
Well, you're right. This is a nationwide issue with states decreasing the amount of money they put towards higher education. So we've got to find other ways to do it. One of the ways is what I just mentioned, the philanthropy piece. And that's why when we set our goal for a $1 billion campaign, a lot of us were choking on that. The last campaign, I think, was half of that. And so we're thinking, can we possibly come up with this much? But the answer was we have to if we're going to make up for the decrease in state funding and continue to push K-State towards our vision of being a top 50 research university by 2025. We're on that path. That's good for the state. That's good for our students. You certainly can't rule out tuition increases in the future. But I can just tell you this, they are all carefully considered. The Board of Regents had a difficult time. They struggled with the tuition increase. You could tell from the debate that we just had a couple days ago, Wednesday in Topeka. And that's right. They should, and we all should. We should be concerned about that.
The Lincoln Project also talked about there being kind of a tripod of funding from private donors, from the state, and from business and industry, since they benefit by our students going to work with them. Are we tapping into business and industry?
I think we are. You know, in our philanthropy, we have a lot of corporations that are vested in Kansas State University that help us in that regard, that provide scholarships, internships, and most importantly, jobs when they graduate after college. I think last year we placed 94% of our graduates in jobs in just a few months after leaving Kansas State. That's a pretty good record.
You mentioned 2025. Where does that stand right now?
I'm going to get my first update. We're going to get an update from all the colleges this fall. But where it stands is we're on track in some measures. Some are falling behind. So that's what we'll learn this fall. We'll see what we're doing well, where we need to put more effort, more resources. In terms of the fundraising, we're doing pretty well.
The cuts, I assume they have an impact on 2025?
Sure, cuts have an impact, and they could slow it down. But we're going to do everything we can do to stay on that path. We expect whoever comes in here as the permanent president to continue our journey towards 2025. You know, everybody on campus is invested in the outcome here. We all want a successful outcome. So, you know, we're used to challenges. It could slow it down, perhaps, but we're going to keep marching.
I'm not trying to move you on, but what's the road to a permanent president look like right now?
Well, they just announced the position description. It's up on the should be on the K-State website by now. It was on the foundation website not too long ago, and they go through the characteristics of the university and then the characteristics of the individual they're looking for to come in here and be the permanent president. And so that's taken from the time from April to now to get that work done. And so now people will be submitting their resumes and so forth to the search firm. So in September, the search committee can start interviewing prospects.
And we'll have somebody in place by when?
Well, they hope to have a choice by December of this year and then somebody in place shortly thereafter. It probably depends on what that person he or she is doing currently and how quickly they can extricate themselves from their involvement in their wherever they are. But I'd encourage people to go look at the position description. It's a pretty good summary of Kansas State, and it's good to look at, you know, what the search committee is looking for. And by the way, they didn't just come up on their own. They did interviews all over the K-State enterprise from Olathe campus, Lina campus, Main campus. Everybody had a chance to, students, faculty, staff, everybody had a chance to make an input.
When we first started the program, you mentioned Title IX. Is there something going on with Title IX?
No, nothing more than has been going on. But I think it's also an issue across the country as well that we've got to make sure we do the best job we can to provide a safe environment for our students. And I think we do here at K-State, but it's just something we just got to keep working on. It's those issues that are associated with discrimination, sexual assault, rape. We just got to make sure we want to have the safest campus in the nation. I think we can do that, but it just requires continual vigilance, I'd say.
Okay, one last thing. What's the difference between riding herd on a university and being a general in the Air Force?
You know, I think the leadership traits for leading any large organization are pretty much the same. And I mean, people have this vision of the military that you give orders and somebody follows them. Well, we know that doesn't work on a university campus. It also doesn't work in the military. I was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I'm often introduced as the commander of all U.S. forces. I didn't command one person. I didn't have anybody I could march around the office. Nobody. So everything I did or wanted to do, I had to do through persuasion and through relationships. And I think it's the same on a university campus. What you do is you try to develop relationships with all the other key leaders, build trust, and get things done in a collegial way. Ultimately, often, the leader, the president, or the chairman has to make a decision. So I've heard everything, now we're going to go this direction. Sometimes those will be, everybody will applaud. Sometimes they'll say, why do you make that decision or she make that decision? That goes with the territory. But I think working up to that, the processes are remarkably the same.
That is the interim president of Kansas State University, Richard Myers. Myers, a retired Air Force general and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was appointed interim president after Kirk Schultz left to take over at Washington State University. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.